other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. Let's go ahead and stand together now and sing Our God Reigns, page 229. Let's sing the first and the third verse together.
My topic is that the Father vaulted his Son's triumphant over his enemies. In ancient Roman times, a complete victory over an enemy nation was celebrated with a military parade through the heart of Rome called a triumphant. The parade honored the successful Roman general for the people and was only given when an enemy nation was completely defeated. In the parade, the conquered king, his family, his officers, remaining soldiers, and leading citizens were stripped of their wealth, majesty, armor, and weapons, and were made to march in chains before the Roman populace, before being executed or enslaved. The war booty from the conquered nation was then displayed after them. Next in the parade was the victorious Roman general riding on a four-horse-drawn chariot. Followed him was his marching soldiers. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, the Apostle Paul was using this event to picture Jesus Christ's total victory over his enemies at the resurrection by God the Father. The passage reads, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So, who were the enemies of Jesus Christ? They were Satan, the Roman soldiers, and the Jewish religious leaders. The chief enemy of both God the Father and Jesus Christ was Satan and his demons. From the very beginning, Satan had been very busy attacking God's character. He portrayed God as being a tyrant self-serving, angry, non-loving, manipulative sadist throughout history. Satan knew that the human race had sinned and therefore was cursed to spend eternity separated from God who had created them. We were all facing a living death. Satan was determined to keep us that way and get Jesus out of the picture. So Satan used God's judgment of sin, character assassination, and fear of death to keep us in that position. Can you imagine how Satan and his legions of demons gloated with every slap, punch, scourging, spitting, harsh word, nailing, and final crucifixion that was done to God the Son? I think Satan saw that the killing of Jesus was his great victory. Yes, Jesus was dead, but in that instant showed the extreme love that both God the Father and God the Son would go through to rescue you and me from the bondage of Satan's kingdom. I think Satan figured that Jesus would forever be trapped in the grave, but in reality, Satan's power was broken. God the Father would not have his Son remain in the grave, but raised him back to life that Easter morning. That same fate awaits us who believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior, Lord, and King. That we too will be raised back to life after we die and spend eternity with the blessing of following and communion with our Creator. Satan has been disarmed. His fate has been sealed with the lake of fire. It is only a matter of time for this to come to pass. As for believers, we got freedom. Mm-hmm. For we are the booty that Jesus took from Satan's kingdom and have become his prized friends. The second enemy was the Roman soldier. They were the enforcers of Roman world order. They were superior tough guys, the elite fighting machine of the Roman Empire. They did not believe or care that Jesus was the Son of God. The Roman Empire, or the Caesar, was their God. They enjoyed inflicting harm to Jesus Christ, or they would not have done what they did. Probably some of those same soldiers, or at least their colleagues, were assigned to guard that grave and guarantee with their lives by the authority of Rome that no one would enter or leave that tomb. But on that Easter morning, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 4, when the angel from the Lord came down to roll the stone away and sit on it, the best of those fearless Roman soldiers, all that they could do upon seeing that angel was to shake for fear of him and became like dead men. I picture them being like fish removed from water, flapping around on the ground. They were powerless and defeated against a resurrected Jesus Christ. The third group of enemies was the religious leaders. They hated Jesus. They wanted him dead. And they conspired to murder him so that they could retain their power, wealth, and influence in Jewish society. They wanted Jesus silenced, and his message of repentance, redemption, to fade away. They arranged for Jesus to be arrested and killed by the Roman government. However, the report back from the Roman soldiers was that Jesus was no longer in the tomb. They had a choice to make. Repent of the crime that they had done or create a lie. They chose instead to create a lie that Jesus' disciples came and stole his body while those soldiers slept. They then bribed these soldiers to spread the false story. Later on, The disciples saw the resurrected Jesus Christ and were energized to continue Jesus' message of forgiveness and redemption in the face of great oppression. It is also interesting that God gave those same religious leaders time to think about what they had done and what had happened. For many weeks later, after Jesus had gone to heaven, upon the testimony and preaching of Jesus' disciples and conviction of the Holy Spirit, that many in the priesthood did repent and become obedient to the faith. So enemies of Jesus Christ became his friends. In all three cases that we briefly examined, who were Jesus' enemies, what looked like a victory for them was actually a defeat. So we see that God vaulted his Son triumph over them in the resurrection, whether it be religious leaders, a world government, or Satan. Jesus reigns over all. Triumph.
Amen. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate those great thoughts. All of our guys have had wonderful things to say. Before we're about to end our service here on the radio, remember that this is WMKT, 1270 AM, 102.3 FM, and you are listening to the services of First Baptist Church in Petoskey. And you are able to find any of these messages online later on. Tag. FBCTag.com. Yes, I get it. Let's take our hymnals and turn to page 470 and let's sing verses 1 and 4. Let's go ahead and stand since this is the last song. Songs that we can sing together and minister to each other in. We thank you for the fellowship of Christian friends and family. We thank you for a message of joy and peace in a world of hurt. We know that this morning Christians died. We know that last week a lot of non-Christians died. The objects of cruelty and evil. Heavenly Father, help us to take this glorious message into all the parts of the world, into all the members of our families, into all the neighbors that we have. Let them to know that we have a God who has saved us from sin and death and hell. That we have a God who loves us and will never leave us nor forsake us. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.